In one of the complaints filed by Jane Doe, obviously her identity is protected. She talked about invasive breast and vaginal exams that were unnecessary, not being given a medical gown to wear during those examinations. And then, as you mentioned, secretly being recorded on a phone that Dr. McGraw kept in his jacket pocket. How did your clients come to learn about those photos and videos?
Fortunately, one of the women that we represent had her husband in the examination room. Now, this is not a common occurrence. It was actually a rare occurrence for Dr. McGraw to have anybody, to allow anybody in the exam room while he was working on these patients. And the husband of his patient was behind Dr. McGraw. He leaned in while he was doing a pelvic examination, and his phone in his lab coat tipped forward. The husband was able to visually see that the phone was on record. And immediately he was concerned about his wife, about her in this position. And so he tried notifying the chain of command. He called CID. Fortunately, CID started an investigation, and he experienced a lot of frustration trying to bring his complaints and trying to bring awareness to the military that this doctor was unlawfully and improperly recording his patients. And so ultimately, CID got involved, an investigation was undertaken. And they found large numbers of videos and photographs on his phone.
CID, of course, is the Criminal Investigative Division of the Army. The Army did provide us with a statement, which I want to read to you in part here. They said they're committed to supporting patients affected by the allegations. They've swiftly established a call center, assigned a special victims council, are actively notifying patients, and they say they've created a patient support line as well. They're encouraging people with information to come forward.